So yesterday I talked about the prophet Isaiah teaches us through his message the virtue of hope. And today, in order to emphasize that hope, we have another word, trust. And to trust is really hard for us because to trust in God is not just something sentimental or emotional or a desire. It has to be the act of the will. To trust, meaning that we place what we cannot understand, comprehend, or see, or desire at this moment into someone who has our trust, who we love, who we can depend on. And to trust in God is hard because our own finite minds tend to be very focus on what we can comprehend at this moment, or what we can see, or what is only good for us, but cannot see in God's own infinite, eternal, never-changing, and everlasting, ever-faithful eyes and will for us. So therefore, we need to look beyond the present, the now, and to ground ourselves in His never-changing love. And that is hard, right? You've been to retreats and you've been to different activities where we have these trust activities where they ask you to go back and stuff like that. Much more than that, right? No one likes to do any of those activities because we go like, what if the other people don't catch me? What if there's something going to happen? Or because we like to be in control. Because we want to be in control and trust in God, not in other people, help us to be grounded in Him who sees beyond what we can see. And this is what's important for us, which leads us toward the gospel reading today. Jesus didn't say, once you built a house on my firm foundation, on my rock, everything's going to be okay, and everything is going to be a sunny California day weather. He didn't say that. What did He say? The rain will come, the floods will come, the wind will blow, the trials will be there. Life will get hard. Imagine this. If it's going to be sunny all the day, we're going to experience what we experience in California, drought. The rain needs to happen, and the rain needs to bring with it the storms. And no one liked to be in the storms. No one liked to be tested and tried. But without the storms, our atmosphere, our climate will literally kill us to death because nothing can grow. So there are different seasons, different moments, different stages of life. And sometimes it will feel very hard. The rains will dampen our spirit. The floods will wash away our immediate hope or desire or plans at times, and the wind will oftentimes make us feel like we cannot hold on anymore. But if we ground ourselves in God and His faithfulness and trust in Him, we continue to find that that love, the love that's always faithful. If you listen to the collect or the opening prayer today, I think it taught us a lot. Because it taught us that what we ourselves, by our human nature, is scared of, what is impeding us with His grace, He will be able to push us forward. We can only move forward with His grace. Because we're all fearful. We all want to step back. We want to stay in our comfort zone. We want to do what's good for us. What we can see. What we feel like going to somehow be positively impacting us. But what our human nature is impeding us, because we're scared, because we want to be in control, the grace of God pushes us forward to take that leap of faith, to trust in Him, to love Him. This is what the season of Advent is about, to learn through the different biblical characters and figures that you will see throughout the season of Advent, what it means to truly trust and to hope in the Lord. So that at the end of the day, no matter what goes on in our life, we know that God is faithful and we put our trust in Him.